Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lakith Peeris, this Saturday, being the 14th of March 2026, in which we present to you both cricket and rugby hot off the field. And today we travel down to the city of Dhaka in Bangladesh, and then we come down to the SSC cricket grounds for the 147th Battle of the Blues between Royal and St. Thomas's. Then the 107th Battle of the Blues between Trinity and St. Anthony's up at the Askaria International Cricket Stadium. And we end the day, though, with the northern tip of Sri Lanka, where St. Patrick's play against Jaffna College in the 109th Battle of the Northern Peninsula. And we also have a little bit of rugby news with Shane Dullaver. So stay tuned as we run through our entire score sheet. Pakistan, who were beaten in the first ODI by 8 wickets against Bangladesh, came up with a stirring performance yesterday. They beat Bangladesh in the second ODI, squared the series by 128 runs. Now, there was a bit of criticism, no doubt, because Pakistanis were bowled out in the 48th over for 274. The top scorer being Mas Sadwaket, the opener. He made 75. Salman Ali Agarkar made 64. Mohammad Rizwan, the wicketkeeper, 44. And Shabibadza Farhan, the well-known opener for Pakistan, made 31. Let's take a look at the Bangladeshi bowling. Rishad Hossain, the tall right-arm leg spinner, took 3 for 56. Mehdi Hassan, the skipper, who bowls off-spin, took 2 for 34. Taskin Hamad, the seamer, expensive, 1 for 59. So was Fiss, Mustafizur Rahman, 1 for 53. And Nahid Rana, the hero of the last game, that's the first one-day international, took 1 for 59. And surprisingly, the Bangladeshis folded in the 24th over, bowled out for 114 runs. Lijan Das top scored with 41. And Tawid Ridhoi, 28. As far as the bowling was concerned, Harish Rauf, a lot of pace, of course, 3 for 26. Mas Sadaqet, 3 for 23. And Shaheen Shah Afridi among the wickets, 2 for 22. Turning the page, now let's look at what's happening in the school's arena. The 147th Battle of the Blues was day 2 yesterday. And it was wonderful to see the crowds, the old boys, the tents all filled up. It was a wonderful scene. Right, St. Thomas's, 203 for 4 wickets overnight, ultimately bowled out for 302 runs in 124.1 overs. Prashant Solomons made 66, top scored for St. Thomas's. Jaden Amarasekara, 52. Avish Fernando, 50. And Indra Gunaratna batted very well for his 44. And for Royal, Surya Rachi did very well by taking 3 wickets for 58 runs. Now, the Royalists were in trouble at one stage. They lost 3 quick wickets with the score on 69. But some resilience by the Royal batters, they end the day on a high. 175 runs for the loss of 4 wickets. Rehan Peeris top scored with 65, but Ramiro Pereira is still at the wickets on 70. But Royal will be kicking themselves. They lost their captain, Vimut Dinsara, for 11. Now, as far as this particular game is concerned, well, will there be a result is the big question. Let's first take a look at the Tomin bowling so far. Gimma Mendish, 2 for 44. Abhinath Parnamitana, 1 for 34. And Ludesh Nimsara, 1 for 6. Right, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. Royal, remember, 175 for 4. We'll have to bat long periods of time. So most experts feel a draw looks inevitable. But cricket is a game of glorious uncertainties. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Now, the 107th Battle of the Blues at Askaria, the result looks almost inevitable. I'll give you the reasons why. St. Anthony's batting first, were bowled out for 157. And mind you, Trinity was in trouble at one stage. There were 127 runs for the loss of 7 wickets. But the Trinitians have three players who have played for Sri Lanka under-19s, namely Adam Hilmi, Dimantha Mahavithana, the Trinity captain, and Setmika Seriviratna. And these three players made a world of difference because Trinity ultimately were bowled out for 264. The hero was none other than Adam Hilmi, who made 125, the wicketkeeper batsman. Dimantha Mahavithana, the captain of Trinity, made 54, and Setmika Seniviratna made 29. So Trinity made 264, having a lead of over 100 runs. So at closer play, the Antonians went bad light stop play, were 9 runs for the loss of 1 wicket. Let me give you the bowling figures of the Antonian bowlers, you know. Kavisha Samarthunga took 3 for 55, and Sisal Hemanka took 3 for 41. So basically, a result in the 107th Battle of the Blues up in Askiriya looks almost inevitable because the Antonians will have to bat out of their skins to try and save this game. Let's go down for the 109th Northern Battle between Jaffna College and St. Patrick's College up in the north. Jaffna College were bowled out for 176, and St. Patrick's 225. Just look at the Patricians' approach. Sivanathan, who opened batting, made 45. Nishanthan, his partner, made 42. And Titus Joseph in the middle order made 34. And for Jaffna College, Vasudevan, the only successful bowler who deserves a mention on our podcast, took 3 for 82. Right now then, let's join Shane Dullaver for some rugby news. As you know, the President's Knockout is now in full glory. And the game yesterday at the Royal College Complex between Wesley College and Mahanama, sadly, was too one-sided for anyone's liking. Wesley thumps Mahanama by 77 points to 3. Now, in the previous games that was played on the 11th, mind you, the long opener, the Petrites got the better of the Antonians by 45 points to 5. And Trinity College Kandy beat Thurston by 38 points to 8. But something to note in the Trinity Thurston game was that Trinity did not score in the second half. All the scoring was done by Thurston. And I'm sure Fazil Marda, the Trinity coach, will make a note of that. One of the games coming up today is going to be pretty interesting. Isipathana will play against Science. Isipathana, the defending champions. Then St. Joseph's will take on Kingswood today. But the game that we all are going to look at or eyeball will be between DS Senanayake and Zaira under lights at Longdon Place. We thank you once again for joining us, and we want to thank Shane Dullaver for giving us all this information about rugby. And remember that we have the Six Nation 7-a-side tournament for the HSBC Trophy in New York Rugby Sevens. And I think I reminded all our listeners yesterday of the teams that are taking part. Remember, Group A, South Africa, Australia, France, and New Zealand. And Group B, Spain, Fiji, Argentina, and Great Britain. So 14th and 15th, the Rugby Sevens from New York HSBC tournament. We leave you at that. Thank you for joining us and being in our company. We appreciate your presence. Luckily, and I will spin you a couple of records for your listening pleasure this morning.